Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey. A little peculiarity going on here momentarily with Atlanta and San Diego resuming a suspended game.
So saw that.
There's chicken on the bone for both these teams momentarily. It's 5-4. The Padres are up. This game was from a couple of months ago, and then they're going to have the second half of an odd doubleheader. So if the Braves drop them both and the Phillies win today, all of a sudden you got real action. And similarly, if the Padres can somehow gut these both out, well, then maybe they can, you know, breathe life into what's remaining of their hopes.
I don't know.
No, I do know. Both things I said are factually accurate. Whether or not you're in give-up mode. So if Philly wins and the Braves lose both of these.
Talk about the Padres. I thought you were talking about the Padres.
Oh, no.
Well, I was. If the Padres go 2-0 today and the Cardinals lose, they pick up a game and a half.
Which will knock it down to
4.5, as opposed to you lose both and then it's night-night.
And I'm just saying, it's kind of night-night.
As a guy who doesn't think that quitting gets a bad name, I would not be ready to wave the white flag.
Well, how many games back are the A's of the second wild card?
The A's are 4 back, okay, but so they have to pass
done.
3 teams.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be your rationale. Yeah.
That's the biggest part of the rationale. And also, the A's have fewer games. They have 9 games remaining.
And they got to win the game they play. That's the problem.
Yeah, and they've got Houston in town.
Yeah. All right.
San Diego's got 10 left, including a game in which they're currently leading.
Yeah, I like the Cardinals' chances.
Right. Yeah, I mean, at 12 in a row. Actually, they are 1 win away from tying a team for the longest win streak of the year. Do you want to play a quick game, Stein?
Okay, do it.
Find out who it is?
Yeah, I think
I got this one. Yeah.
Well, the ham's been digested, and he's got his pink lemonade.
Yet.
Let's see if he can come through in the clutch. One team this year has won 13 consecutive games. I'll give you each 2 guesses. We'll start with the goo, but we'll do a snake draft. So, Steiny, your guesses will come back-to-back. That way you can get all your nutritional needs met. Guru, who's that team?
The Magic Johnson LA Dodgers.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that, Goo. Sorry. No. We take it over to the pride of the backside of a pig, which is where the ham comes from, and make sure my cheese is processed. Matt Steinmetz, you got 2 shots at it.
Yeah, I like my chances here. The New York Yankees.
The Yankees.
He's 1-and-done.
Damn.
The Yankees did win, and we should play that 13 straight times just to drive home the point.
Because, walk.
Yeah, actually, in that case, we'll play it 14 times. See if we can't keep you out till Tuesday. Cardinals will go for – actually, they're on the pitch right now at Chicago looking for number 13. So there you go.
It's that 11-20 start probably in Chicago, right? They're warming up right now, right?
Yep.
Waveland Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One play in the Giants game.
Hold on a second. Maybe hold on. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. By the way, I feel like there's more of a sense of urgency to do the legal on our shows compared to the other shows. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever heard Bonte or Damon cut off one of their hosts to do the legal like I sometimes do. And I frankly don't like to be put in that position.
Well, if I can enlighten you, and I don't want this to come across as being a know-it-all, but the whole notion of the legal ID has to be, you know, inserted within 5 minutes either side of the top of the hour, it's an unenforced crime. It's akin to going 26 in a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit, except in Alameda, where you might do time.
Whoa. Get off Fernside.
Seriously. Whoa. If you're on Ensenada,
the Mita.
Yeah, you might get put. You might do a stretch for going 26 out of 25. It's basically an unenforced little quirk, but
right. I got
we
you.
All, you know, it's, I got it's you. Like that looming threat.
But now you got to get it in, Steiny.
Now that you brought it up, there is no when you're in Alameda, I would encourage everybody to drive the speed limit. Let me tell you something also about Alameda. Here's what I do in Alameda more than any other place on planet Earth. I simply pull over. I'm driving 25 in a 25 zone. You want to get on my bumper? Just go by me.
You're one of them.
Dude, Alameda is brutal. Brutal. I'm telling you, they enforce. Hey, Giants. What were you going to say, Guru, about the Giants?
How the game ended. I haven't second-guessed Kapler all season, and maybe I just understand the game wrong, but why wouldn't you load the bases for one ground ball, double play dibs, it gets you out of the inning? So you get the ground ball, but your second baseman has to do gymnastics to get it to home, and I'm just sitting there like, no, the numbers say load the bases, and the guys even talked about it on the broadcast, just curious, and again, Kapler's been perfect, but that one bothered me. If that's in the offs or postseason, damn it, walk bases loaded and set up for a double play if you get that ground ball. I didn't understand.
Yeah, it's tough because you're going to bring the infield in most likely. I don't think you'll play it at double play depth. There was a thought that you should bring in a fifth infielder also because
that's
a fly ball is, you know, fly ball is going to beat you anyway. I think the only way you would look at it from a defensible standpoint is maybe you like the Leon Caratini matchup. So, you know, you liked.
You got what you wanted, you know, but you had to throw home. When if you got, you know, had you loaded the bases and got that ball, my turn too.
Yeah, and with Brandon Crawford being a part of that turn, you like your chances.
Yeah.
But, I think you could look at it and second guess it. No, it's a fair thought. It's fair game.
I think maybe, too, if he can strike Caratini out, then maybe they walk the next guy to set up an inning-ending double play. But the idea of five infielders, I thought, was interesting. And I wouldn't have been opposed to doing that. Not that I thought about it at the time. But I think it did make a lot of sense. Hey, here's the thing, Goo, about this wild card. And I was thinking about this yesterday. We got to stop making the wild card the be-all and end. Oh, they got to win the division. They have to win the division. They can't play in that one. Why not? Why not? It's not football where if you're a wild card team, you basically have no chance. If you have to play your one game playoff, you have to play your one game. But if you win the one game playoff, you're back to even Steven, essentially. So it's like one game. Everybody, like, but you won 105 games. Now we can't. We have to play. We have to win one game. Come on. Win one game and go play the Dodgers. That's not an excuse.
Okay. I love the passion, but there to me, it's not about the Giants. It's whatever team has to do this. And Dibs, the fact that you have to play a game where you don't get days off to set your rotation, so you may have your third or fourth best pitcher, all depending on how hard you go trying to avoid playing in that game on the mound for a 9-inning fluker. And I just believe if you win 90 to 100-plus games, that somehow should be a system set up to where you're not the team playing that 9-inning game. And, Steiny, you know me better than that. I love competition, but, Dibs, this is unfair to me.
90 games now. Now it's if you win 90, you can't play.
Remember, you asked me the other day. We talked 90 to 100+.
That's a
joke. Said, how would you fix it? Dibs asked me how I'd fix it. I told him
it's absurd, is what it is. And the only way to fix it would be to create a balanced schedule. You would have to make, if you want it to be fair, then in order to make it fair, your schedule would be complete logistical gymnastics, and you would lose out on what we love so much, which is 19 games of Giants-Dodgers. 19. Man. We got Red Sox-Yankees guys starting tonight for three. That's going to determine the playoffs. If the Yankees sweep Boston, the Red Sox could find themselves outside the second wild card. They've been holding the first card for weeks. The Yankees can come in and wreak havoc, or Boston sweeps the Yankees, who fall out of it. The A's could sweep Houston. Toronto and Seattle could spit the bit. The A's could be a game out. I mean, this is what we live for. If you had to make it fair, you would make a balanced schedule where every team played every other team the same amount of games. And so, you know, the Marlins and the Giants, the first of 10, it's awful. You don't want to have, first of all, the travel is already brutal enough in baseball with all these trips you have to take, and it would kill the rivalry. The system is fine. If a team wins 104 and they have to play a one-off, well, guess what? It's like being back in the 1960s all over again when we were tougher as people. We didn't always ask if something was fair. The rules were there. You tried like heck to do your best, and the good Lord willing, you woke up to live another day. You didn't sit there and cry and whine about fair and unfair.
I'll tell you what, Dibs, let me follow up on that. I am so sick of this crap. And you know what, Goo? I tell you right now, you don't like it? It'll be different next year. Don't worry. You won't have to worry about it. You won't have to worry about it. And I'll tell you why you won't have to worry about it on the other side.
Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, coming up in an hour, Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. Go talk some Packers 49ers. Al Guido, 49er president at 12:48. We'll have Lock of the Day, 1:30. Quentin Mayo, 1:20. A lot going on. It's an incredible time. And Giants independent race, 49ers big game, Warriors start next week, got the Ryder Cup, baseball playoffs. It's incredible. I'm going to throw this at you because I was thinking about this yesterday, and Guru started to talk about it. Logan Webb didn't. All right. You guys are doing it again. What's going on? There's something going on among you guys, and I can smell it. I can smell
that
it.
That is so insecure, Steiny, because I don't know, but the fact that you think you can, share your intel.
Well, they're looking into
that?
The Zoom, and they're smiling and laughing, and I'm like, I didn't
it's
say anything.
It's Friday.
All right. Turn it back on, Madsen. Let's go. Let me ask you. So you're worried about Webb. How about this? I would much rather have a great bullpen than a great starting rotation in baseball these days.
Wow.
And I really like I've been giving this a lot of thought, but I'm convinced now that it's, you know, it's like, would you rather have the Dodgers starters or the best bullpen in baseball like the Giants have?
I would rather have the Dodgers starters.
Man.
I would rather have a guy who can get me six, because you need to have the lead to have your back end of your bullpen matter.
Yeah. It's a slam dunk for me, Dibs. I'm right with you, Steiny. It's not even close. And I know the numbers say the Giants have the best bullpen, but do they have the best bullpen in their first go-around in the offs? I don't know. I don't trust Tyler Rogers until I see it. I'm not doubting him, and I'm doing the same with McGee. So it sounds and looks good, Steiny, but give me those horses to start a baseball game. To Dibs' point, you don't need them if you ain't got the lead.
Yeah, I just look at the way that start, like, the Giants can get a starter out of the game by the sixth inning. by just taking pitches left and right and working up the other, you know, the other pitchers' pitch count. And it feels like the Giants, they've got a pitcher for every situation. Yesterday, it's like Webb's been their best pitcher for the last 18 starts. What is that, about 6-8 weeks?
Yeah.
He doesn't pitch well yesterday. And, like, a starting pitcher, you don't keep a starting pitcher in long enough anymore to cost you a game, if you know what I mean. Like, in the playoffs, you're going to take the starting pitcher out before the game becomes a lost cause.
I don't think that the Giants, though, have the volume of arms. And my concern will be when he gets down to real nut crunching time in a playoff game in those last six outs. Can Tyler Rogers and Jake McGee, when he's back, can they stand up to those lineups? And, you know, we talked about last night in our league, St. Louis. You look at the Cardinals lineup, and they've got bats. They are deep, more than just Goldschmidt and Arenado. They've got multiple guys who can do damage, and the Dodgers elongate at-bats as well as the Giants. Pitches per at-bat, they're both among league leaders. So for me, the Giants aren't going to have the best starting pitching no matter who they face in the playoffs, I don't think. So your bullpen's going to have to come through, but you're going to have to get leads in order to let your good arms matter late.
Nice. And, Stani, I'm on the exact opposite side of what you're saying. I think it's about trust. I think we're going to see Dave Roberts and other good managers trust their starter. Like, okay, normally I'd take you out in a regular season game, but I'm going to trust you because I believe you're a better option than what I'm bringing in. And you talk about, you know, what's going on during that game. Or, you know, I could just see Scherzer, Kershaw getting the benefit of the doubt. Urias, I mean – that's what scares me about the Giants to where, okay, yeah, go get the ball from your okay starter who's been, you know, shockingly, surprisingly great this season. I'll go get the ball. But for guys that got horses like the Dodgers, I'm going to leave them in longer.
I wonder if that's the way Dave Roberts will play in the postseason, especially with a guy like Kershaw who's probably not back to, like, his full pitch count after the injury, but we'll see. What, you know, Goo, you said the Dodgers were lucky yesterday. You're not really gonna talk lucky in this season where the Giants have been very, very fortunate.
Yeah, it was tongue in cheek. It was just, well, they got the benefits of some strike three calls, some strikes that were called balls to you know, make the game go longer and their bat go longer. I was like, oh, game, he called it a ball, and they took advantage of that. So that's all I'm saying.
That happened Giants Dodgers on the check swing when the Giants didn't get called out. I think it was Darren Ruff, and Dave Roberts lost his business. So these all they all work out. That's why I try to stay away from the good call, bad call paradigm, because they really do even out for the most part over the course of the season. The one thing that's interesting to look at this time of year is run differential as it relates to what your expected win-loss total should be. The Dodgers are plus 247. They should be 102-51 right now. So they're four games worse. Now, part of that is losing one-run games. Part of that is the, quote, luck of it all. The Giants are plus 183. They should be 95-58. So they're four games better. So there's an eight-game swing right there between the two teams as it looks at run differential and expected win total.
What did you think about the Giants having the bases loaded with nobody out and Brandon Belt with a 3-1 count?
And Chris Bryant also had a 3-1 count. But Dibs, am I being Monday morning quarterback because that's how they've gotten here? But to me, old school, 3-1, you know, let me see if, you know, I might take a pitch, but they were ultra aggressive. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, no big deal. You lost this game against the Padres. But in the postseason, can we possibly, and I guess you can't answer it, but we could see more of that where, you know, typically, you'd want to take your chances on getting a walk to get to first.
Yeah, first and third in that situation. And, you know, your whole approach that's worked, by the way, so well to the point where you're the best home run hitting team in baseball, it's look for a pitch and drive it. And that's why you see a lot of guys swinging 3-0 and, you know, 3-1. If, you know, you're looking for a pitch in a location And if it's there, go ahead and get it. And Brandon Belt has been incredible the past month. So I know you look at it, and I'm of the same mindset, old school, like, hey, you know, you draw one there, and now it's bases loaded, nobody out. And instead he pops out, Bryant pops out, Duggar grounds out, and it's over.
I figured Belt with a 3-1, great eye. He might take a pitch, but that has been their philosophy all year long. I mean, Kapler's big MO is make sure you take your best swings up there. Yeah. And I guess that's what Belt was thinking. So Giants now headed to Colorado for 3, and this was supposed to be a series that I was looking at a month or so ago and was like, yeah, they got 6 at Toronto. Six at Colorado, and Colorado's playing extremely well at home. But the Giants went in there a couple weeks ago and swept. So no clue what's going to happen this weekend, but we do know Alex Wood is going to take the mound, after a short stint of not being hurt. So we'll see what Alex Wood can do, because they got to figure out how they're going to use him, if they're going to use him in the postseason. That's the other thing we got to figure out, is who's going to make the postseason roster. Johnny Cueto? I mean, I would think the answer to him would be yes, but who knows? What do you think about how many starting pitchers are they going to take into the postseason, do you think?
That's a super question, and a lot of that depends on, you know, who you choose from a batting order standpoint, who the odd man out is, you know, as far as your bench players. But I think you'd look at 12 for sure, depending on how many starters. You may only bring quote-unquote 4 starters, and that might count, or that might cost, rather, Johnny Cueto a spot, because if you do go to 8 relievers, you know you're going McGee and Rogers. You're definitely going to go with Doval and Garcia, and then you start to look at, you know, guys like Littell. He's got to be in there, and you start to pick and pop, and you look around, and you think, is it come down to another relieving arm or Johnny Cueto? I'd be inclined to leave him off the roster. If he's not going to be one of your top 3, you may not need a 4 starter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think Cueto's the kind of guy who, you know, he could be your long guy if you'd need one game. Let's say Webb goes out and gets hit hard. Well, maybe you bring Cueto in that game. He can stabilize. And then maybe you can bring Webb back a day or game early if that's the way you want to go, because he will not have thrown a lot of pitches in that game. To me, Cueto's the kind of guy, like, I always said this about Barry Zito. It always bothered me how high maintenance he was. He never wanted to come out of the bullpen. He always wanted to start. He had this routine that he had to go through. Johnny Cueto, I get the sense, can roll out of bed and say, give me the ball. I'll be able to throw it effectively.
Yeah.
And so I think I like Cueto just because I think he could use him in a variety of different ways in the postseason.
And I would be shocked if he's left off, guys. I really would. And you mentioned Littell, Dibs. He could be Littell. I mean, he's already pitched in the postseason, Cueto. But what I don't like is the calendar. Where the hell he's been? What shape is he in? And maybe he's shooting his body's letting him down to where he's shooting his own self in the foot, to where that's why he won't make the club. But, Stoddy, I just don't see a scenario to where this team is so rich in pitching to where he can be left off. Like, somehow, that, you know, when you cut that fat, Dibs, it's got to be somewhere else, not Cueto. Yeah.
August 31st was his last outing. He went 3 2/3 against Milwaukee, gave up 10 hits and 6 earned. Yikes. And, you know, was it a terrific year for Johnny Cueto when you look at with a 4.09 ERA, gave you 112 innings, and, you know, the whip wasn't terrible, but it just doesn't seem like he has the kind of swing and miss stuff. And for me, if you're looking at your rotation and it's going to be Webb, Gausman, and DeSclafani, those are your 3 for sure guys. Well, then it comes down to, I want a guy who's more wicked with his stuff out of the bullpen than a guy who maybe can eat innings, because the only time you're going to eat innings is if you're losing the game.
True. Do you want to hit the breaking news sounder here, or you don't think it's big enough? What do you think, Spinone? I'm going to give you the no. All right.
Wow.
Guy was a hell of a player. All right. I'll just come out and play it straight. The Golden State Warriors According to Anthony Slater and Sham Sharani, have signed Avery Bradley. Avery Bradley, defensive-minded, mostly two-guard, played a long time in Boston. Avery Bradley has had some injury issues the last few years, but, yeah, when he was healthy 3 or 4 years ago, I kind of liked him. Guess how old Avery Bradley is?
34.
I'm going to say 32.
Yeah, 30. He's only 30.
Man,
I thought he was. I thought I was
going to. Body say, might be 34.
I was going to say guard years.
yes, Cal.
No, I think it was just telling. The reason we didn't hit the breaking news sounder was the.
Let's go down to
15th man. Guess, that's pretty damn good, though.
It's if, not. He's if, competing for that spot. It's not even a guarantee he'll make the team.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
Avery Bradley. Remember the 2020 championship Lakers. Spadoni hasn't mentioned that.
Yep.
2012-2013 all-defensive second team. And then in 15-16, he was an all-defensive first-team player.
Nine
Avery Bradley
ago.
Going to the signed by the Warriors. He'll have to make the team. They also are bringing in Langston Galloway, a player that was with the Pistons. Spadoni, were you going to jump in there?
Or? Well, yeah. I mean, he got a ring with the Lakers. But remember, he didn't go to the bubble. So he didn't really play on the championship team. So
I appreciate that distinction.
As much as a champion as Omri Caspi, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know that. We all know that that ring would mean. What would it mean to Guru?
I would be flossing it. I'd be wearing it wherever I went.
You know what? Let's try to get Avery Bradley on, and we can ask him if he's ever worn that Lakers championship ring since he wasn't down in the bubble.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. There was another piece of Warriors news. Oh, I know what it was. We talked a lot about Wiggins yesterday and what's been reported. Monty Poole of NBC Sports Bay Area has said that Wiggins has been around the Bay Area in the last month or two, and he's been working out, but he's working out individually and not in any kind of structured or non-structured stuff with teammates. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to redo yesterday's show, but I'm getting the sense that this is more than nothing. Let's put it that way. Because I am starting to think, you know, we'll talk maybe about Richard Sherman in a second. Somebody said, well, if the 49ers really wanted Richard Sherman, maybe they would have probably already signed him because they're so decimated. Andrew Wiggins, kind of the same philosophy, guys. Like, I mean, if he's going to get vaccinated, wouldn't he have gotten vaccinated by now?
Right.
So the fact that he's not vaccinated, we're gonna have to find out what's going on there and whether or not you see what your boy said, Goo, Stephen A.
I didn't hear him.
He said they should trade Andrew Wiggins right now.
Well, it's funny what Steve Kerr said in the Tim Kawakami piece on The Athletic. He talks about it's all private health information. The bigger picture, what the league is going to do, what the city's going to do, how that's mandated, which side overrides the other in terms of if there are two separate rules, we don't really know. And we're trying to navigate all of that. But behind the scenes, we're trying to sort through everything and figure it out. But I'm not even sure the league knows or the city knows at this point. So really, they got to be dealing with a bunch of different contingency plans. You know, if you keep him, if you trade him, if he's able, if he's unable, because... You know, according to Steve Kerr, it's all a bunch of unknown.
Dibs, here's the Advil. I mean, that's a headache. That's a big headache for the team, guys. I mean,
yeah, and think about they're already dealing with the Klay Thompson.
Man.
They're dealing with the Klay Thompson timeline, the James Wiseman recovery headache, dealing with not two but three young players in your core, Jordan Poole among them, who in the same piece Kerr talked about how dominant he's been in pickup games. So Jordan Poole might be your starting two guard.
Yeah, he hinted that that's the guy who it might be. You know what?
Man.
We talked about Wiggins yesterday, and for whatever reason, I was thinking about this situation last night, and I threw this on the text thread, and I don't think anybody responded, but that's fine.
I was asleep. Yeah.
I was I'm starting to feel a different kind of way about Wiggins and this situation, and maybe I shouldn't go here, but I'm gonna. Right. And I was thinking, I cannot imagine being 25 years old and not getting the vaccine. And I'm putting myself in a 25-year-old body, and there's no doubt in my mind I would get the vaccine. And here's why. It's like the easiest way to show you're a team player. It's like you're 25, you're in great shape, you're healthy. You know what? You're right. Chances are you're not going to have a problem with COVID or a serious problem like others. But that's the point. All you have to do is get that shot and you help protect everybody you come in contact with. It's like the most selfless act you can do, but the stakes are so low. It's an inject. Get your shot. It's over. It's over. And then you help protect everybody around you. It's, dare I say it, but like there's a selfishness there that I'm sorry. Why don't we all give blood?
I mean, blood donation is relatively similar. I just gave blood. My good friend of mine's son had a blood drive after he recovered from cancer, 18 years old. And, you know, part of his recovery, part of them giving back to all the help that they got was they put together this blood drive. So I went in there and gave a couple of units of the Power Red because I got the universal blood type. And it takes about 30 minutes. And I got my next appointment coming up in a month. And it made me think about what you're saying, Steiny, where how selfish am I to not give blood a couple times a year? I have the universal.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So it's really not painful at all. You're sitting there on your phone anyway, watching it drain into the subterfuge, or the centrifuge, rather. And it just, your selfishness rant there, it's so right. All of us can be more selfless in many ways.
But with that said, and both you guys, Steiny, I appreciate the passion. And you're talking to a guy that's vaccinated, dibs. But at the end of the day, it's like politics and religion. It's I can't be mad at what this young man's beliefs are and why he won't go do what we think is the right thing. But at the end of the day, you know, as I mentioned, religion and politics, Steinie, we can't. And I'm not saying you are or anybody out there. But you can't let that supersede your judgment on the individual, all depending on their right to make a decision, you know, that heavy and impacts. I don't even think he's thinking about the team. And again, that could be selfish right there, because this decision or whatever he's hanging on to, why he doesn't want to get it up into this point, is so heavy in private that it supersedes his team. Like, it's so personal, he doesn't owe us an explanation like Bosa's not. You know what I mean? Like, you got to just back off. And I'm not saying we're not doing that, but we'll never know why he doesn't want to do it. Or anybody, for that matter, NBA player, regular individual.
Yeah, he's going to get asked about it, and he can tell you to go pound sand. And you know what? I'm skeptical of the religious thing, but maybe there's something to that. I don't know. I just know that this is, this is not going away. No. This is not going away. And here, like, the other thing I was thinking is, and we'll wrap this up. If he doesn't get this vaccine, and obviously is around the team, that's one thing. But I wonder if he gets the vaccine, if he feels a certain way then about being forced into it, and I guess the question, you know, some people would be like, well, who cares? But no, that could play into the Warriors season anyway. But it does kind of seem like the Warriors season is not getting off to as smooth of a start as they'd hoped. And that's going to start Monday at Media Day. So we'll see what happens. But the Warriors, they want to be a championship contender, at least, and I feel like they're behind the eight ball a little bit to start the season anyway, Dibs.
Absolutely, and that's where the Wiggins COVID stuff hurts even more, and you're kind of just battling against the timing of everything, whether or not he's available, and you know, and Steve Kerr also talking about Kuminga and Moody and the reasons why they won't be ready to go at the start of it, you know, the scouting reports, knowing 15 players on 29 other teams, you know, knowing 400 players' scouting reports and still playing free and fast and fresh. So to think that those two can slide right in is pretty naive, especially when you look at Wiggins, who's a veteran.
So, right. Dibs, I'm coming to you and Steinie right now with that, because I was floored when Fitz said, Goo, you know, I thought he was going to back me up. He's like, Goo, he may be in Santa Cruz. Or both of them. I don't know, but I just assumed, naive Nancy, if you had to bet now, would you say you would bet that they're not on the big club come opening night against the Lakers? Because to me, Steinie, I am blown away if that's the case.
They'll be on the club, but it's mainly because the G League season doesn't start at the same time the NBA one does. I think the G League season starts a couple weeks later, and once that gets rolling, and you know, the first couple weeks they're gonna play, they're gonna play a little bit, dribs and drabs. Kuminga maybe more than Moody, but then once it's time for real minutes in Santa Cruz, I think that's when they get shuttled down.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I was a little surprised when Fitz said that too, but I guess I shouldn't have been, because summer league is very different, but. You know, nonetheless, I was kind of surprised. I thought maybe the guy's got enough natural ability, size, and kind of energy that they could find a spot for him. And who knows? Maybe they will. Maybe they will. That'll all shake itself out. All right. Here's what I want to get into on the other side. The NFL is tinkering with their playoff schedule, and I don't like any of it. And I'll tell you why on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Dibbers! You like that, Goo?
It's your buddy. A classic, Steiny.
Dibbers, you got a Ryder? You got a Ryder Cup update?
No. Oh, no. Okay. I could look it up. You want me to Google it?
I always think it's J.R. Ryder when I hear Ryder Cup.
They were up 3-1.
Yeah, that's where it is. I don't know who's up in what matches. Okay. I'm too focused on the craft to be second screen in it.
Look at him.
Help me.
He's focused on our show.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you actually meant the craft was going to be like a nickname for a European soccer tournament is what I actually thought.
Wow.
I was like, oh, the craft. I wonder how big that trophy is and how Milan's doing in that. Hey, I want to talk about this NFL thing because I kind of don't like it. I'm just okay. So the NFL is talking about its playoff schedule, and they were talking about the having three games on Saturday and three games on Sunday. Well, they're not going to do that now. The wild card schedule is as follows. On January 15th, this is Saturday, there's going to be two games, 4:30 and 8:15 p.m. Those are Eastern time, so I'll make it 1:30 and 5:15. Then Sunday, they're going to play three games, 10:05, 1:40, and 5:15. And this is the news. The sixth game will be on Monday night, 5:15 p.m. West Coast time. It'd be the first time they'd have a playoff on a Monday night. Monday Night Football now becomes a playoff game. I don't like it. Why? It's as simple as this. To me, football playoffs belong on a weekend, Saturday and Sunday, plain and simple. That's when the most people can watch it. That's when the most people can devote their undivided attention to it. It's when most people aren't working. And I like to plan my weekends around some playoff football. So I don't like it on a Monday night. I'm much less likely to watch a Monday night game than if there were three on Saturday, three on Sunday.
Spadoni sent that on the thread, Dibs. I jumped up. Steiny, I'm ecstatic. They got this right. And if we go back to the old school, which I deem myself, there was never three playoff NFL playoff games on a Saturday, but they stole that from the NCAA. I loved it. But now something tells me, I don't know if the ratings were great that last game or the first game, but now we got a playoff game that Monday. And I think of Cosell, he good, and Don Meredith, and what Monday Night Football means to all of us. Now we got that Monday to end the weekend, Dibs. I am all in. I mean, this is it's like a mini Super Bowl on Monday night, but it's the offs. I just, wow. A+.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little bit of a Steiny here and kind of sit on the fence and I'm going to be forced to change my tune, quite frankly, because my biggest beef early on with this format was the fact that if you played on the Monday, well, then it would be unfair because you'd have to turn around and play 6 days later on the Sunday. But then I decided, you know what, Dibber Claus, you need to do a little bit of research first before you blast away on this. And this is not unprecedented where playoff teams will play on a 6 day rest. The last 2 years, in fact, one of the teams that won on Sunday then played a Saturday playoff game the subsequent weekend, which would be the same 6 days that the Monday winner this year would have to endure if they played on the following Sunday. Now, I doubt that they would make that Monday team play on Saturday. That would be a joke. So the fact that it's not unprecedented and it's only a 1 day difference, I'm willing to give it a try because I love the NFL stack. And if it's what? It'll be two Saturday, three Sunday, one Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm warming to it, Goo. I'm getting warm.
Would that
I
mean, be
I have to
appointment
take off my
TV for you, Dibs and Steiny, that Monday?
No.
For me, it would be.
Absolutely not.
Every Monday is, every
thank
Thursday
you,
is.
Thank you, Dibs.
So,
okay. I mean, thank you. Steiny, yeah. No.
Well, first of all, it's not. Well, I wouldn't consciously not watch it. But what I'm saying is at 5:15 on a Monday, chances are, yeah, I'm going to be in my car driving my daughter to soccer or at the store or knocking back a few somewhere. I mean, like, I'm just less likely to watch and even more less likely to plan my day around it because I can't. Because on a Monday, I usually have a few more obligations than during the weekend. That's all. 888-957-9570. Any strong thoughts about the Monday night playoff game? There's going to be two Saturday, three Sunday, and then one on Monday night. And, you know, Dibs, you said I doubt they would have that team that won Monday play on the Saturday. I would agree. There's no way they could have them do that. But until I know that for sure, that's still the last piece of this that I need to see that they're doing it right. Because that would be a joke. Because day is important. Yeah.
There's
in the
a way to guarantee that. And work with me here, because it's Monday, January 17th is when this game would be. The one seeds get a bye. So you put the one seed of the conference that you choose, you put them on Sunday, and you make this the 4-5 game, because we know that the number one seed will play the worst of the three teams that win in the wild card round. Well, the 4-5 winner couldn't possibly be worse than either winner from the other two games. If the 2 beats the 7, or if the 7 beats the 2 and the 6 beats the 3, well, they're both worse than the 4-5 winner automatically. So the only way to guarantee it would be to make that game, which is what they'll do, AFC or NFC, I'm not sure which one, maybe depending on the sexiness of it. To me, this feels like an NFC where you get, and I'll just say Dallas goo because I'm not bought in yet. If the Cowboys win that division and they're fourth best against the Niners, who are the wild card, wow, that would be quite a Monday night playoff game down there in Big D.
Let me ask you this, and I'll throw this out to the listener at 888-957-9570. If the 49ers are involved in one of those games, do you want it to be the Monday night game if you were the 49ers?
Hell yes. And this is the beauty of it, and I can't believe we haven't thought of this. Sunday night football, which is established, it's one of the great nights in sports for me. It didn't have to change. It got its playoff meal. But for so long, the most prestigious night in the NFL was never – it didn't get playoff fed. Now it's going to get playoff fed, and instead of being the third game on a Saturday night or a Sunday night, the fourth game, you're now the only game in town, and it's for winner-take-all? I'm getting goosebumps now for – it could be Minnesota-Detroit. Just the fact that it's Monday night, Dibs. They knocked it out the park, and Steiny, I appreciate your concern for the players, but the NFLPA wouldn't have signed off on this fast, quick, and in a hurry, which it seems like they did, if they thought Monday would equal a Saturday game. Like, it's – and I know we don't know, but it's got to be that Sunday, Dibs. I'm juiced. This is awesome.
I think you hit on something, though, Goo. The reason they're doing this is because Monday Night Football ain't what it used to be. And they're trying to resuscitate it in a way with a playoff game. Whereas in the past, they didn't have to do that because it could stand on its own in the regular season, independent of the playoffs, because it was so – it's – Monday night, let's face it, Monday night football's – come on, it's dead.
I got you.
It's dead.
Best tandem right now.
It's not dead, but it looks up now. It's Sunday night football.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's okay. I would put the blame on the four letter, because it used to be on ABC and it used to be special. And I know everything now is on cable and it's all, you know, carte blanche and it's a la carte and all that. But it used to be a meaningful something. And now, not only does it not matter, it's on just the four letter, but now we have a second broadcast to distract you. We need to bring in the Manning brothers to spice it up, because our broadcast isn't good enough. Meanwhile, Sunday night, they just roll out with Al, Chris, and Michelle, and it's like manna from heaven. Sunday is the new Monday.
That's bad. They need to fix it then, Steiny. If you're on, Dib said it, and I agree. Right now, those three are not the best, and I felt for them because they put the charade of the Manning brothers on there, signaling like, we know it's not good. Well, fix it. Get Mike Tirico in here, who's one. I mean, he used to do.
He's not just going back there.
I know, but he's so good. But do something, Steiny, and you might be on to something. But I don't know. If I was Dibs, I would have the numbers. If Monday night viewing is down – But that's just so prestigious. It's a fabric of football, and now we have a playoff game.
I can't stand when people talk about sports like that. Like the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass.
It's real.
The leather ball on the hardwood and the swish of the net. The
squeak of the sneaker. Come on.
Talk to him, dude.
When did you lose your love of the romantic side of sports?
I'd say about 22, when I was about 22 years old.
That does hurt. Yikes.
I realized that I'd never play a competitive game the rest of my life. Yes, Kyle.
Oh, no, I was just chiming in that that's a yikes. Yeah.
And it was Spadoni.
Some of my favorite things, walking into the stadium and just smelling a baseball stadium. It's great. It's the best.
That white chalk at the baseball game before.
Oh, man.
Water the infield, this.
Steph Curry giving dabs to the opponent, and you just wait for it as he bursts down to the west end and goes to the stanchion and does his little thing, and then the mouthpiece is in. Two slaps to the chest and a point to the stars. Let's play some basketball.
Listen, I love sports. There's no doubt. I've made sports a part of my life, but I'm not romantic about it, all right? I'm not
that's sad.
Overly nostalgic. I am kind of nostalgic, come to think. Or as Clay Thompson would say, yeah, I guess I was born to play. Remember that quote? So would you want the 49ers to play on a Monday night? I don't know. I just – you know what? See, this is the thing, though, I told you, I love the 1 o'clock Saturday kickoff for college football. I like the 1 o'clock kickoff on Sunday for pro football. And you know what? I'll take it. I like the 7:30 Friday night – high school football game. And I just don't like anybody intruding in either one of those. That's
man, all. Let's get off my lawn. Sports viewing is what that is. Imagine the Packer-Niner rematch on a Monday night in January at Lambeau Field. The Niners took it to them 34-11 here this Sunday. The Packers somehow win the North. Niners are the wild card. And it's da-da-da-da. Monday Night Football, Niners,
Scotty.
Packers, and the frozen tundra at Lambeau.
You know what I think some of it is?
Man.
I think this is a function of age. I think it's a function of age. You know, I'd rather congregate kind of in the afternoon and have a few than congregate at night and have a few. Give me games in the day.
It's a 5:15 start, Steiny. We're not talking about midnight madness.
East Coast time,
midnight. Midnight madness. Midnight mass. It's like the same thing. It's late 5:15, but it's not just 5:15. Then you got to stay up till 8:45. Well,
But you're not getting dental work done. You're watching playoff football. You know what I mean? So it's the reason you're staying up.
Listen, you're listening to the 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Station. All sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. I'm not saying, I don't feel very strongly about this, but I like Saturdays and Sundays football more than the Monday night game. That's all. Hey, you go. When we talk about this game Sunday, 5:15 start or 5:20 start at Levi Stadium, what kind of Packers team do you expect and what kind of Niners team do you expect? Because, both teams have kind of been up one game, down the other, even though you can make a case the Packers have only played one good half of football. So what teams do you expect tomorrow, Dibs?
I expect the Packers to try to turn it into somewhat of a track meet. If you look at what they've done this year, 63% of the time, they're in 11 personnel, 3 wide receivers, and a tight end. Aaron.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!